Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Well, and you, Kathy?
All right, thank you. Oh, you sound very, very far away.
Sorry about that. I'm in Cape Town International.
Ah, okay. So try and maybe just get a little bit closer to your microphone.
Okay.
Can we just talk about what's going on with the Anglican Church?
And I don't know if that, you can tell me.
No, I have no idea. What's your thought about it?
Basically, you know, it looks on the face of it to be very sort of naive, which is a little worrying about a significant church grouping, because I would have expected a little more sort of intellectual consideration of what the issue, of what the issues actually are. And certainly to, you know, I mean, it's not exactly a secret issue. It's a big issue internationally. And they seem to have simply been exposed by a number of dogged people to the BDS line. And they said, oh, it sounds like a good idea. The Palestinians are victims. We should support them. And then they try to say, but no one should suffer from anti-Semitism or Islamophobia, which is like trying to have your cake and eat it. It's very flippant. And I really think the church, as a church, owes it to themselves and to the Jewish community to at least understand much more than they do. What worries me, however, is that being a supersessionist church, which is essentially believes, you know, essentially that with the coming of Christ and the creation of Christianity, it was the best monotheistic religion, and everyone essentially had to toe the line, which included obviously the Jews, because whatever Judaism had brought forth was considered to be the start, but not the perfection. And that's really where the Anglican Church generally has stood. I think largely in Europe, and particularly obviously the United Kingdom, it tends to have a much more balanced view. And I think for whatever reason, it's much more balanced. And yet South Africa Southern Africa has gone ahead and said, here are the victims. This is what they've persuaded us of, apartheid, war, etc. We will make this decision. And it's problematic from a societal point of view, but I'm not sure that it isn't exactly where the church stands theologically.
It's very interesting, because there seems to also be some kind of dissonance between what the church is saying and what the congregation is saying. They're saying, like, we didn't sign up for this.
Yeah. I think it's a classic case of, as often happens with groups representative of communities, is, and particularly if they sort of have a long-standing status that is not questioned that much anymore, you tend to have a sort of much more, shall I say, commonsensical, balanced view from the larger group, but a very sort of less nuanced but highly specific view from the church authorities. And look, that can happen, obviously, can happen in areas of Judaism. It can happen anywhere. But I think if that's the situation they find themselves in, I think the church has acted rather haughtily and rather arrogantly in simply taking this position. It's a very definite and very, as I said, it looks naive. But
and Sarah, with absolutely no nuance whatsoever. I mean, they weren't talking for a negotiated settlement between the sides. In fact, they were trying to, it appears to me, to drive a wedge between old Jews and current Zionist Jews. They had lots to say upon the issue, and terribly worrying, terribly naive, anti-Semitic approach. I don't think there's any other way to call it.
I think it goes right back to the origins, and that's why they made the distinction. Because for Judaism, there is no separation. The whole purpose behind the supersessionist churches, and this is dating back, I think, to the 6th or 7th century or even earlier, was that, you know, Jews were a people and Israel was now another thing, and the two did not necessarily connect. And that, I think, is the position they take. And perhaps if I just give them, let's say we give them the benefit of the doubt, perhaps they don't know, because obviously BDS was telling them what, you know, what BDS wants them to know.
Yeah.
They don't actually realize that the so-called peaceful solution does not entail negotiations. It's one side acts, the other side must benefit, end of story. And of course, I very much doubt that too many of the church hierarchy necessarily might know about the sort of natural relationship and acknowledged, publicly acknowledged relationship between BDS and Hamas.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite clear.
If it supports Hamas, it supports a violent solution, because Hamas has, you know, makes no bones about it.
From the river to the sea, Palestine must be free. You know, it doesn't leave much space for negotiation.
I think this week it called for renewed terrorism. I mean, I think those are the words that were used. So, you know, at least we know where we stand with Hamas. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, no, absolutely true.
Saragan, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and you always leave us feeling so much more positive with the world.
I'm glad. Those pharmaceuticals right up.
Yeah, I'm sure we can get that, you know, the report sponsored by some pharmaceutical company. But in truth, it really is a relief to speak to somebody who is in the know, who has opinions that are qualified, they are educated opinions. And, thank you very much. Thank you, Sarah. Safe travels. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Sarah Gon. She's a policy fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations.